For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials say Ground Service Agent Richard Russell, who stole an empty plane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport Friday night, had legitimate access before taking off and later crashing. Brad Tilton, CEO of Alaska Airlines.
Normally there are ramp clearances, there are ground clearances, there are takeoff clearances. Those did not happen in this situation. This was an unauthorized flight.
Cell phone video shows the moment the twin-engine Horizon Airlines plane does what appears to be a mid-aerial barrel roll before dropping down above the waterline off the coast of Seattle.
What the hell is this guy doing?
In radio communications, air traffic controllers and a Horizon pilot refer to the man flying as Rich. As they talked to him, they learned he wasn't planning to land the plane safely.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenegenics.com.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York has suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. The three-term congressman announced the decision on Twitter. Earlier this week, after he appeared in court to answer securities and wire fraud charges, he said that he would clear his name and remain on the ballot. Prosecutors say Collins illegally shared information about the failure of a drug being tested by a company that he had invested in. They allege that his family members were able to sell shares in the company and avoid more than $760,000 in losses. President Trump doesn't have anything good to say about Omarosa Manigault Newman, a woman he hired for White House work. But she's now written a book accusing him of racism. He calls her a lowlife. The president was answering a reporter's question as he hosted a gathering of bikers at his New Jersey golf club. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
16 states are offering shoppers tax-free weekends throughout the year, and this weekend, officials in Texas are offering shoppers a savings of $8 on every $100 they spend. John Clemens has more.
In Texas, the tax-free weekend goes through midnight Sunday, August 12th, leading shoppers to hit the stores where they can purchase clothing, footwear, school supplies, even backpacks that cost under $100. Purchases can come from a store or online or catalog seller doing business in Texas. The tax-free weekend has been an annual event in Texas since 1999. This year, shoppers will save an estimated $90.3 million in state and local taxes during the sales tax weekend. I'm John Clemens.
It looks like inflation is coming, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Consumer prices climbing 2.9% in July from a year ago. The Labor Department report says the consumer price index ticked up 0.2% in July, annual inflation matching the 2.9% pace from June, which had been the highest level since February 2012. Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, they still rose 0.2% in June and 2.4% from a year earlier. Earlier, core prices rising now at the fastest annual pace since September of 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.